Hello, and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with four generations of positive people, featuring Real World Dar.
That's me.
Millennial Jen.
That's me.
Boomer Bob.
That's me.
And not so silent Bob.
I'm still here.
We'll make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. This episode is brought to you in part by Breakwater Federal Credit Union in Houghton, Michigan. They have a special offer for our listeners. Come in for a consumer loan, mention this podcast, and they will waive the $100 processing fee. Limit one per person, membership required, and all loans are subject to credit approval. In today's episode, we're talking about what would you include in a book titled Growing Old for Dummies?
This is good, but we're going to introduce our guests first. So we have two wonderful people in the studio with us for this episode. Welcome back, drum roll. Jen Wall, Dandy Wall is back with us.
Nice to be back. Thank you for the invitation.
She gracefully came back for a couple episodes, so we're so happy to have you back.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Yep.
And also, we have Bob, my friend, and I've known him for how many years did you say?
34 years.
34
Whoa,
years.
That's a whole lifetime.
Yep. And he's a good guy, and he's our first baby boomer guest. So that's kind of a distinction.
Yeah, doing some fun, different things, adding a couple different generations for this season. So I think it'll be fun. All right. Growing old for dummies. I think the oldest person should go first. No, I'm joking.
I know, but he might have more wisdom than we have in 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
I've got a few items. I guess I could start. Well, I've got three things that I would put in a book. One is, if you expect as you're growing old that you're going to kind of get a warning for what's going to happen in terms of ailments or something, forget it. Mm. It doesn't happen that way. It's a surprise. You know, like, for instance, I was doing fine. I was helping with a yard sale with my wife. I was putting up signs, and all of a sudden my knee went out. Mm. I said, well, it's arthritis. Okay, that's what bone on bone, I found out. I thought I was supposed to get some warning. You know, I mean, a little bit of, you know, it starts hurting or something, and then you kind of try to do something about it. No. Boom. Legs swell up. All of a sudden, I've got bone on bone from that point on. It was not miserable, but it was not pleasant. So that's the first thing. Don't expect to be warned as you get older when things go wrong.
And now you have a new knee.
Now I have a new knee, and it's almost as good as the old, but not quite. Okay. But it's still good.
All right.
Then there's two other things. One is, I don't know why, but it seems like even though men lose hair on their heads, it seems like hair starts growing out everywhere. And that's not just for men. It's for women, too. That's a
rated PG.
That's for men and women. I mean, you start getting how come hairs start growing out of your nose?
I don't know. I have some chin hairs, though, that's resilient.
And
that
women start getting mustaches.
Oh, I have to shave every part of my face.
And in the ears, right?
Yeah, in the ears. I mean, where does all this hair come from? And yet you start losing it on the top of your head. It's not fair.
Okay. That's good. I like it, Bob. What's the third one?
And the last one is more for men. It's kind of a warning to men because I was guilty of this. When I was younger and we would go on vacations and stuff, I had a daughter and my wife. They always had to go pee before I had to go pee.
Yes,
and so I would say, oh my God, we just peed a little while ago. I mean, do we really have to stop again? Yes, we did. And then they'd be kind of complaining and crossing their legs and whatever. And now I find out though that it reverses as you get older. I am getting my comeuppance because now I'm the one who has
my
to
comeuppance.
Go
to the bed. Is that a word? I've never.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
My comeuppance.
Yeah. Comeuppance.
Well, he's
my comeuppance. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Back when he was young, they always said that kind of stuff.
Okay. That's generational.
Yeah. I mean,
I've never heard that.
And so, if you're a guy and you're young, don't make a big deal out of your spouse or your significant other or your daughter wanting to go to the bathroom. Just do it because you're going to have to do it later on, and you want the same consideration.
Well, interesting enough, Bob, when you went to the bathroom,
before we started.
Hey, I had to make sure I could make it through a session.
Bob here has shared a story. What'd you say, Bob?
Yeah, I said that Bob had told me that many years ago. Mm. And I kind of laughed, but it came true. So thanks, Bob.
He's confirming. He's confirming. All right, I'll go next. Thanks, Bob. All right, so I would say I thought that I was invincible in my 20s. Like, I didn't, like Bob was saying, I didn't think about sickness. I didn't think about getting ill. I didn't think about injuries. I was never hospitalized until I was in my 30s. And so in my mind, you know, you keep that same energy, you keep that same flow. And now I have knee challenges right now too, and it's arthritis and cartilage damage. And it happened the same, like you said, Bob, I was playing racquetball one day and then the next day I wasn't. And it was painful and I was inflamed and all that kind of stuff. And so now I'm watching athletes on TV and I'm like, oh, don't fall on your knee like that. That hurts. And so I would say, yes, my recommendation for the book of Growing Old for Dummies is to take care of your body. And I think maybe 6 or 7 years ago, I even got advice from Bob about vitamins and supplements to just include into my normal routine. So my recommendation would be to take care of your body and don't assume that you're invincible. Like, things are going to just, like Bob said, start breaking down suddenly with no notice. And so, yeah, so that would be my recommendation.
Yeah, so when I first, when he told me the topic, the first thing that came to my mind right away was how awesome grandchildren are.
Mm.
If they would have told me that, and when I joke around with people that have grandkids, I always say I would have went straight to kids. I mean, straight to grandkids and bypass the children. You know, and my kids don't like that very much. But just happened to be yesterday, I got my comeuppance, right?
Oh, the comeuppance.
My wife was going through some old letters and things, and she found letters to me from my kids. And, you know, they were saying, Daddy, you know, you're wonderful. We love you. You know, there was a superhero cutout of me. And,
Wow.
And I don't even remember them calling me Daddy. Now they call me Big Daddy, but, you know, and I thought, they are as awesome as my grandkids.
Oh,
I just
wonderful.
I just didn't have the time to understand that.
Yeah, you know, that's for sure. I've got the same reaction. You will also have that. I mean, it's just, I don't know what it is. It's something special that happens to you. Maybe it has something to do with just living life. I mean, this is somebody that you start caring about. It's not, and it's funny, it's not just grandkids. I get a kick out of watching all little kids. Yeah, they are so much fun to watch. You never know what they're going to do next. Yeah, I could sit for hours and watch the kids play on a playground just having fun.
Yeah, I wonder, Bob, do you think that Boomer Bob, or not so silent Bob, do you think because that phase of your children growing up, you were busy, you were working, you were
absolutely.
Just... you just consumed
your attention
in that.
Was elsewhere. Now it's just all on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, you don't have to worry about disciplining or anything, right?
So just enjoy them.
That's a huge difference.
Although sometimes you wish you could do something about discipline, right?
We won't go there. Bob was complaining about an issue the other day, but we won't talk about that.
No, I have that. Like, I have kids that are teenagers now, and you know, my kids are getting older, and I see young moms now with like little babies and toddlers, and they just look like they haven't slept, and like it looks really hard. And I just want to say to them, like, it gets better, but it also gets worse.
Different problems.
Yeah. But like those early years are, they're something else.
Bob, did you have something else or?
Well, the only other thing I had was growing up is, I think Walt Disney said it, growing up is mandatory, or growing old is mandatory, but growing up is not mandatory.
Mm.
And, you know, I when I was a kid, I thought, oh, my parents knew everything and they're the smartest people in the world. Then you get to their age and you go, holy cow, they were making it up as they were going, right?
Right.
And that's, you know, they don't tell you that, but I don't know. I feel the same mentally and everything that I did when I was young, but...
That's great.
Yeah, just your body.
Yeah.
Doesn't react.
Jan, what do
you? No, I kind of had the same body thing. It was like I asked my husband. He said, "Well, you know, I definitely talk about how to cope with all the new aches and pains. Like it just—it's like you turn 40 or something, and all of a sudden you got a backache, and then all of a sudden you're like, what happened to my neck? And like, why do all my body parts hurt?" And I was not expecting that. I thought I'd have a few more years before I hit that. And then the other thing that surprised me was my eyesight. Oh. I was actually reading a book on human development, and it said about midlife, you know, you're going to need some corrective lenses if you haven't had them. And I thought, is that why driving at night has gotten so hard? So I immediately had to go in and get some. I'd never had corrective eyewear before, so I had to go get glasses to drive at night. The other thing that surprised me that was the midlife crisis. You know, you'd heard jokes on television shows and movies before. Mm-hmm. But when my midlife awakening happened, I realized I spent the first half of my life trying to please other people. Mm. And then you decide you want to spend the last half of your life trying to figure out who you are and what you like and how you want to live it. So that was really surprising to me. So I don't know how I'd write about it because I'm still just in that part of my mm-hmm. midlife mm-hmm. trying to figure things out. But yeah, I'd love to hear any of your thoughts on advice for midlife because, yeah, I don't know. Did you have a crisis or an awakening or...
I didn't. If I did, I slept through it. But I don't. I've had friends that are just like, oh, this is happening. I guess maybe mine that I may talk about, I will talk about on another episode, was getting married later in life. Mm-hmm. And so that was something I think maybe was part of my midlife crisis. Is like, oh, I'm still not married. It's gonna happen. And so I guess I would say maybe that.
Yeah, it's almost like you just shift direction a little bit. That's what happened to me. I went back to school at 39, I mm-hmm. guess, to get a master's degree and start a whole new career mm-hmm. in the middle of my life. And that was never the plan.
Right.
So I was just wondering if anybody else had any of those.
Which is the other part of the surprise. I mean, you never know where you're going to end up. I mean, I bet you every one of us would say where we are now, we would never have guessed it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's yes. true.
That's definitely true.
And the other thing you mentioned about your eyesight, that was also interesting. So at some point, most people are going to need cataract surgery.
Dang, don't put Bob. It.
Hey, it's not a big thing. It's not really. I'll tell you what. The one thing about it is, it's the one thing that once they do, you are actually back to what you were when you were younger.
Oh, okay. That sounds
so
nice.
So, yes, your eyesight, because they put new lenses in, and it doesn't hurt. I mean, it's very simple surgery. I didn't put it off, and I am back to my vision with glasses is now back to what I was when I was 18 years old.
That is the positive note.
There you go. Awesome. There are. That's nice. You get new parts. You get new eyes.
Yes. New knee.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And my wife, who always had bad vision, when she got her cataract surgery, she sees better now than she ever did in her whole life.
And I guess I will close by saying this, that I heard from one of my mentors recently, and she said, well, I'm not moving as fast as I was before, but I'm still moving.
That's it.
And you're still living, and you still have these wonderful moments of laughter and travel and seeing your children do wonderful, amazing things and grandchildren. And so... I think that is the perspective to continue to have.
Why I always start by saying I'm still here.
Yeah.
Because frankly, I never know. At my age, I really, when I say I'll see you next year, I start thinking, yeah, maybe. Ooh. Who knows?
Yeah.
Because things happen so like that. At my age, you don't recover lots of times. Yeah. So, you know, you just kind of live one day at a time.
Very well, cool. I think you learn to be more grateful, too, when you start living life that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it. You just enjoy the little things now, I think, more
than
ever.
Stay in the present.
Yeah.
Yeah, and enjoy those things. You bet. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening. If you have any suggestions you'd like us to discuss, you can email us at genxyandi@gmail.com. Also, let us know what you think of the episodes. We love hearing from you. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, Apple Podcast, Audioboom, or your podcast platform of choice. Thanks again to our wonderful sponsors, REO Acoustics, Upper Peninsula Audiology, and Breakwater Federal Credit Union.